All right, so you guys have been sending in a bunch of articles and user reports about this Bank of America thing. So we figured we'd dive into it, get to the bottom of what happened, and, most importantly, should you be worried?
And rightfully so. This kind of news,
Oh, yeah.
it can really get your heart racing,
That's for
especially
sure.
when it's something that, hits close to home, like your bank account, right?
Absolutely.
But what's really interesting here is how this whole thing kind of unfolded, right? Like, it
Yeah.
seems like that initial wave of panic, it came directly from users themselves,
Right.
like flooding platforms,
Yeah.
like Down Detector with reports and stuff.
Yeah, I was looking at Down Detector and it was like a roller coaster.
Oh, really?
All Wednesday afternoon, just spikes about Bank of America. Wow.
And speaking of roller coasters, can you imagine like logging into your account
Oh my gosh.
and just seeing $0?
I can't even imagine.
Talk about a rude awakening, right?
Yeah. And for a lot of Bank of America customers, that nightmare actually became a reality
Oh, no.
last Wednesday, October 2nd.
Wow.
And it wasn't just a minor glitch either. People were reporting like all sorts of
Oh,
issues,
wow.
from checking their balance to making transfers. Even the mobile app seemed to be down for the count.
So, like, a pretty significant disruption
Yeah,
for their whole
absolutely.
system.
It seems like it, yeah.
So before we get into like what Bank of America even had to say about this whole thing,
Right.
which is a whole other thing,
Can of worms.
let's try and figure out like what do we know for sure?
Right.
Okay, so based on what we're seeing, on places like WebPro News, looks like it all began early afternoon Wednesday.
Okay.
And it blew up on social media pretty quickly.
Makes sense.
And it wasn't just the zero balance thing,
Yeah.
although I'm sure that caused enough panic.
Oh, absolutely.
But it seemed like people just couldn't access any of their information
Oh,
or
wow.
do any banking
Yeah,
functions.
they were totally locked out.
It's like the digital doors just slammed shut, no explanation.
And I feel like that just makes it so much worse
Oh, of
when you
course.
don't know what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah. That lack of information just fuels the fire.
Exactly. And speaking of information or lack thereof,
Yeah.
let's get into what Bank of America actually had to say about this,
The bank.
because that's where things get
That's where it gets good.
interesting. So while everybody was like freaking out about their money,
Yeah.
the obvious question is, what's Bank of America saying about this?
Exactly.
And
And that's where things get a little
that's where things get interesting,
interesting, yeah.
because their initial response, I think, could best be described as,
Crickets.
yeah.
Like you'd think, right? In our world today,
Right.
a financial institution like that,
Right.
they'd be all over it. Get
Immediately.
out ahead of it.
Yeah.
But
Silence.
yeah, their website, their social media, everything was quiet for a while.
Yeah, you'd expect at least a we're aware of the issue and working on it,
Absolutely.
especially when people are seeing $0 in their account.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like when you have silence from these big institutions that you trust with, your money, essentially, it just amplifies the uncertainty and distrust.
Totally, totally.
Because then people start speculating,
Absolutely.
and it could be way worse
Yeah.
than it actually
A
is.
100%. 100%.
So
So they did eventually release a statement, though, right?
they did. They did.
I think it
They're,
was an independent, right?
yeah, not exactly a shining example of transparency, though.
Okay.
They basically just said, we acknowledge there were some issues.
Okay.
They assured customers that they were being addressed and have largely been resolved.
Largely resolved.
And of course, the classic apology for the inconvenience.
Largely resolved, not
That's
exactly.
like, what does that even
Yeah,
mean?
what does that even mean?
Like, what issues?
Exactly.
And are my funds safe?
Right, like
Those are the real questions people want to know.
100%.
And, they could have cleared all that up with a better statement.
For
They
sure.
left us hanging.
Yeah, so it's still like, oh, a mystery.
Right.
We don't know what caused it.
Right.
We don't really know what they're doing to fix it.
Exactly.
And I'm sure all of that combined did not
Well,
help calm anybody down. So
no.
let's get into, like, I think the biggest question here is,
Yeah.
should you actually be worried? So we talked about the outage itself and, everybody freaking out,
Right.
which, I mean,
Understandably so.
yeah, understandably.
Seeing $0 in your account.
Oh my gosh.
That's panic button time.
Absolutely.
And we talked about Bank of America's response,
Right, which
which left
left a little to be desired.
something to be
A
desired.
little bit, yeah.
Little
So
bit, little bit.
the big question,
Yeah.
should you be worried about your money?
Right. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody just wants to know, is my money safe?
Right.
And the good news is,
Yeah.
It seems like it was a display issue.
Okay.
More than anything.
Okay.
Like the actual accounts weren't touched.
Okay, so like a reporting glitch or something.
Exactly, exactly.
Because I know WebPro News mentioned that, like,
yeah,
ATMs were still working.
Right, and that's key right there. Because that tells us that the core system,
right,
that's where all the money's actually at.
Right.
That was still running.
Okay.
So it seems like it was the customer-facing stuff.
Right, the apps and the websites.
The websites, the apps. Exactly.
So the money's there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't showing it.
Exactly, yeah. It's like,
which is still scary.
Oh, of course it is.
Don't get me wrong.
You know, it's like, why is my money not showing up?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
how common is this, though?
Way more than you'd think.
Really?
Yeah. And especially as we rely more and more on technology for everything.
Right.
These glitches are bound to happen.
So what protects us? Like,
well, the good news is,
yeah,
banks are required to have, you know, backup systems and these big plans in place.
Right.
Disaster recovery, they call it.
Okay.
So even if one system goes down,
right,
they can get things back up and running.
That makes sense.
And this is the big one.
Yeah.
They're also insured.
Oh, okay.
Against this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
So even if, in the worst case scenario,
Joy,
you're covered.
That's really good to know. So it seems like,
yeah,
with this whole Bank of America thing,
yeah,
it was definitely scary.
Of course, yeah.
But it sounds like most likely,
right,
nobody actually lost any money.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of,
yeah,
getting the systems back online. But
right, right. But it does make you think.
It does, it does.
Like, what if this happened to my bank?
Right, or
what would I do?
Yeah, how would I even find out?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
good food for thought.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it for today. So,
absolutely.
You know, do your research, make sure.
Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared.
Exactly.
That's all we got for today.